It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball as we're joined now by Pella High boys basketball player Cam Schulte off of a 62-44 victory for the Dutch over Oskaloosa on Tuesday night. Cam, thanks for coming up and chatting with us. Congratulations on a nice victory. What did you think about this one tonight?
Thank you. Yeah, I thought it was a good win. Started off slow in the first two quarters, of course, but once we found out how to stop them on the defensive end, in the third quarter we had held them to 5 points, so that really helped us out a lot. And that transitioned into our good offense. We found shooters, and we were able to knock down shots, so it was a really good win tonight.
You hadn't played in 18 days before tonight. What was the holiday break like, and did you feel like you came out maybe a little rusty tonight, kind of trying to find your footing, or what was it like getting back into action?
Yeah, I think an 18-day break, of course, it was a little hard to get back into it. I could definitely feel it running up and down the court. A little bit not in the same shape that we were in before, but over break we worked on attacking the zone because we figured that they'd come out in the 2-3. So we kind of knew what we were dealing with when we came onto the court at first. So I think we had everything figured out that we needed to about Oski, and that really helped us come out with a win today.
How did you feel you guys did attacking that zone tonight?
It was good. Our ball movement was great. Once we figured out that we could throw it through the post and then cutting off that, so like when it gets to the high post, cutting baseline, we had that quite a bit. And then when we get it into the middle, they collapse, and then kicking out and finding shooters really helped us.
Yeah, I thought the way I described it to Coach Schulte, it almost seemed at times like hot potato in a good way, right? Like boom, 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 and then sometimes layups or kick out open three-pointer.
Yeah, it was good. So, yeah, getting it to the high post and then quick, they all collapse on it. They turn their backs to our shooters. We find an open three, so it was good.
Oski, not real big, but Gus Bunnell, number 32. He's a big dude down there, and he got you early a little bit. He scored 8 points in the first 5 or 6 minutes, and then you basically shut him out the rest of the way, just 2 points after he got off to the hot start. What was the key to kind of slowing him down and slowing their offense down?
Yeah, so once we figured out that that big guy, he wanted to go to his right shoulder so we could use his left hand. So after we figured that out, we kind of shut him down. And then after that, it was just communicating on defense on screens. They had a bunch of quick ball screens back to back to back to find their open shooters at first. And so once we got communication down and we were able to identify who the shooters were, we figured out how to stop them, and it worked out.
Final score 62-44. You had 11 rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds tonight. Is that something you take pride in, is seeing that ball on the rim and going and getting it?
Yeah, I love it. So we got to find a way to fit into your role on the team, and right now that's my role, going up and getting boards and giving it back out to our teammates for a second chance or going back up with it. So yeah, I love getting rebounds.
Well, this is really a new group from last year's team, right? I mean, a lot of talent has been lost over the last 2 or 3 years, and a new infusion of talent with yourself and many other guys getting your first real looks at the varsity level. And you talk about fitting into your roles. You know, we're now, what, 7 games into this thing? How do you feel like that's coming together?
I think it's coming together great. I mean, we found our identity on the defensive end and that turning into offense. So, I mean, we've held our opponents to very few points in the games that we have played, because we can't always rely on shooting the three ball. I mean, we shot great against Washington. We shot pretty well tonight, but some games like against Newton, they're not going to fall. So just playing our offense out of our defense, like having that energy translate across the court, and yeah, just playing to your strengths, like rebounding. If you're a shooter, like Trey or Roman or Luke, getting those open shots, getting rebounds, and yeah, just playing to your strengths.
Well, Coach Schulte talks about this team needs to win with defense. Do you guys buy into that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's absolutely right with that. Our defense translates into our offense, like I said. And, like the shots are not always going to drop, so we need to be tough defensively.
Part of your story personally is the injury you suffered during football season. Can you talk a little bit about that, kind of that fight back to get back towards the end of the fall and now healthy here? I'm assuming fully healthy for basketball season?
Yeah, right now I'm fully healthy. So the recovery process, it was pretty frustrating because, I mean, there wasn't a ton I could do in order to get back or, like, speed up the process. So it was a lot of sitting around and waiting. But then to finally be able to get back on the football field for the last few games, get back into shape and just be out there playing with the team. And now in basketball, just being out there with my buddies just playing, it's awesome.
Well, I don't know you real well, Cam, other than we're getting to watch you on the field or on the floor, but you don't strike me as a sit around and not do anything kind of guy.
Yeah,
that had to be hard for you.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. Spent a lot of time with Todd Smith in the training room, so he kept me some good company.
What do you think about PC on Friday night and the chance to play, you know, guys that maybe you play, you know, AAU or, mm-hmm. you know during the summer and hang out with? What do you think about playing the Eagles?
Yeah, it's always fun to play them because you got some buddies on that team. So I think they're a really, really tough team this year. They got Tyson DeVries at guard, so he's really quick, and they got some shooters, so it'll be fun.
We'll see you then. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man. Cam Schulte joining us here following Pella's 62-44 victory. The Pella Dutch are 5-2.